Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Days for Lives. Tonight I'm going to be talking about yesterday's episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul and tweet at me. Let me know what you think of the show in Beverly Hills. You could also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. And we have a weekly live podcast. We try to do it at 10 p.m. Eastern every Saturday night. And as I said before on the Atlanta show, Atlanta recap, this is the first week Days has moved to Peacock. So please get the Peacock app. And if you don't have it already, all the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip series that's on there and some other Bravo stuff's on there. So it's definitely worth it. And it's only $1.99 now a month for the next year. So they're having a sale, so go for it. We're also on iTunes and on Spotify. My shows, I'm doing these recaps. They seem to pop up rather quickly. I'm doing this show now at 6:30 on Thursday, and it'll probably be up here about 7:30. But the weekly podcast about Days that pops up on Spotify on Sunday morning, usually about 8:30. Alrighty, let's get to Beverly Hills. And one good thing to say is, looks like there hasn't been any social media drama this past week. So thank God. They did shoot the reunion on Friday, and I'm kind of surprised that Erica and Rena leaked their reunion looks, because they tend not to do that usually. Bravo takes nice pictures and posts them up. So that was kind of odd. And I have to say, Erica did look stunning. She looks much better than she did last year with that awful pink homecoming dress and very unflattering makeup and unflattering hair. That didn't look good at all. Rena is wearing a long-haired wig and leopard print. And she looks good. I don't think it's reunion worthy, though, because she wears leopard print all the time. I love leopard print. Nothing wrong with it. I own several leopard print pieces, but I think she should have something a little bit more original for her. So we haven't had any other leaks other than that. And I guess Andy's on his radio show. Dorit and Garcelle got into a fight. And it's like, why? I don't get it. Because they didn't really fight at all this entire year. It seemed like everything was squashed between them, and they got a fresh start. You know, they still haven't really bonded at all. So I don't know what the hell they were getting into. It just seems really odd to me. Alrighty, so that's Diana, yeah, she participated via Zoom, and that's odd because she's been in Hawaii this whole time. She's still in Hawaii. But if it was filming on Friday, I don't understand why she was still in Hawaii Thursday and she was out in public and posted pictures on her Instagram, and then Friday says she has COVID. It really doesn't make any sense to me at all, because if you have a reunion, wouldn't you want to be home at least a couple days in advance to prepare, to get well rested? And I didn't see it because I don't really follow her on Instagram, but someone mentioned that she's shown pictures that she's with her daughter. So it's like, why are you exposing the baby to COVID? That doesn't make any sense. But Andy insisted that Diana is really ill. And it sounds like she didn't stay on Zoom the entire time. They just did a segment with her and she bailed. And I don't know if they should even allow her to have done that. She can't stay for the 12-hour filming or whatever the hell they did, because it was super long. I don't understand the point was having her on Zoom. And Cherie was not there, which makes sense, but they literally had nothing to talk to her about. The most, I mean, she has some funny moments, but the most controversial thing was that she asked Sutton, how's that working for her when it comes to discussing things and apologizing? And that was kind of a joke. It really wasn't that serious. But she gave them no material to talk about, so you see why she wasn't invited. Okay, all right, so let's talk about yesterday's episode. And it was just a roller coaster of emotions, in my opinion. It just seemed like, you know, everybody's dealing with Afka blowing up when the girls were confronting her that she should turn in these earrings. And Kyle is, I don't know if what's going on with her, if she's just being hormonal. She was super emotional this entire episode. And as a lot of people pointed out on Twitter, if Sutton was acting like that, she would make fun of her and tell her to stop being so overdramatic. That's how overdramatic Kyle was for this entire episode. It was crazy. So we start off with Lisa's at Kyle's rental, her home in Aspen. And Kyle's upset because Erica won't acknowledge that there's victims. And Lisa said, no, there's victims. So they acknowledged that. I don't even understand how that's debatable. They're victims. They, like I said before, they wouldn't be suing and have their day in court unless they show cause how they didn't get what they were supposed to get. So, yes, there are victims. Erica's point of view makes no sense. If you don't want to discuss this court case, then quit the show. You can't just keep skirting around it, or we'll just talk about it when you want to talk about it so you can get your talking points out and no one's allowed to respond. That's not how the Real Housewives work. People are going to take an angle, and they're going to question you about it. And if you don't want to be questioned, don't be on the show. If you're so concerned you're going to stick your foot in your mouth, well, you already did. You did it this year. You did it last year. Doing anything to make yourself look good. I mean, as opposed to Jen Shaw, who did plead guilty this year, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, I think people were okay with her because, well, the first season she was extra, and she was way too extra. She looked like she studied a bunch of Real Housewives episodes because she literally threw a fit in every single episode. Every group gathering, she got up and left the table. It was stupid, and I didn't like her. I thought she was too much. But when she got indicted, though, it seemed like she humbled a bit and was acting a bit low-key, and the other girls enabled her, too. They were basically throwing Meredith under the bus and making the entire season about Meredith when it should have been about Jen. So I think that's why people saw Jen in a better light than Erica, because Erica's attitude is fuck you and fuck the victims and, you know, fuck everybody, and I'm going to keep holding on to all my money as long as I can. So, yeah, so that's the reason why people are not as upset with Jen Shaw as they are with Erica, even though Jen really did steal money from people, and Erica basically was given money that was stolen from other people, allegedly. allegedly. All right. So Kyle and Lisa are at Kyle's place. Crystal, Sutton, Garcelle, and Cherie are at the rental still, and Dorit, Erica, and Diana spent the night in Diana's hotel room, which apparently, I don't know why, they're not filming in that room. That makes no sense to me. They knew Diana was running a room, so why can't she have cameras in there? That's ridiculous. She shouldn't have been able to get away with that crap, because part of the Real Housewives is, yeah, you got to suck it up and live with these girls on vacation and possibly share a room. So Diana's gone anyway, probably. So, but still, I think it's bullshit. You have three housewives in a hotel room and there's no cameras. I mean, it makes sense. It makes no sense to me. Crystal said that Erica was erratic. And Crystal said she was actually trying to help Erica, which I didn't get that from what Crystal was saying to her. Basically, anything the girl said, Garcelle or Crystal, Erica could have made it right by saying, you know, about the earrings. She could have made it right by saying, yeah, I'm turning them over. I'm not going to fight to keep them, because it was proven that the earrings were bought with ill-gotten gains. It was proven. That's not even disputable. And she's still fighting to keep them. She is still, to this day, fighting to keep those earrings. So I didn't quite get the opinion Crystal was trying to help her. But, yeah, Erica could have been a lot more diplomatic on that. So that's her fault. They weren't really trying to make her look bad. She made herself look bad, just like Garcelle says. So that they showed a clip of the van when Rena and Doree got Erica to leave, because she was on tilt. She was, she was completely out of it. And then, so Rena's right, we're kind of saying to her, you know, there are victims. And Erica said, well, didn't I acknowledge that 9 months ago? It's like, okay, you said it once at the reunion, but this entire season, you've denied there are victims. You said there are potential victims or alleged victims, and you're saying that they're dogging you, and she just said, that, what, 15 minutes before, fuck the victims. So, so I'm supposed to believe the one time she said she had empathy for them, as opposed to the other, like, a dozen times, basically she said, fuck them. Make it make sense. That makes no sense to me. So, yeah. Boy. She's something else. And then she claims she can't legally show compassion to them. It's like, well, you just said a moment ago that you did show compassion to them 9 months ago. So now you can't show compassion to them? That's a contradiction. It makes no sense. And I certainly doubt the lawyers are telling her not to show compassion. I mean, really, for the lawyers, every time she appeals, they make more money. So I certainly doubt they're encouraging her to say, hey, yeah, let's show some compassion and start dividing up your assets and spreading it out. No, they're getting paid to help Erica keep the money from the victims. And I seriously doubt they told her, don't show any compassion. I mean, do you think her lawyers told her to say, fuck the victims? No, of course not. So, oh my God, Erica's so dumb. Oh, and then Erica's in bed with Dorit the morning after. And Erica said, are they going to apologize to her when all's all said and done, when she's, in her opinion, proven to not be guilty or not having to turn over the money? And she said, forgive and forget. No, bitch, I'll remember. It's like, yeah, we know you're going to remember, because she's a narcissist and that's what they do. They don't forget, and they don't forgive, ever. But they want you to forgive them for everything they've done. Typical, typical narc behavior. So we have Kathy slipping on ice with Kyle and Rena. And I'm just confused. I mean, this is Aspen. Do they not have, like, salt trucks, or can they not salt the roads? And if Kyle's so concerned about their personal sidewalk or driveway being icy, send Mauricio out there with some salt. I don't understand this. I live in Pennsylvania. We got to throw the salt down probably from November to March, whenever it snows. If not, and I've done it 1,000 times, you land on your ass on the ice. And, yeah, especially with someone Kathy's age, she's 63, and I don't understand how this rich community can't salt their roads or anyway, I know that's stupid, but to me, that's just common sense. So they were out walking the dog, and Kyle said, oh, yeah, it's easier to walk Storm than it is to walk Kathy. And it's just whatever. Another dig from Kyle and another Kathy being silly, but she kept insisting that the salesperson said it was for snow. And you can tell by looking at her shoes, they are not for snow. They're not for ice. They're for decoration. They're just cute. But that's fine. So Sutton, Crystal, Garcelle, I can't remember if Cherie was there or not, went to get coffee. And then Kyle and Renna come in, and they're like, oh, Kathy's missing. And then Kyle told the story about when she was little, she'd go shopping with her sister, and Kyle would think she was the one who got lost, and really it was Kathy, the one who wandered off and went shopping. So so Kyle is all bent out of shape. She wants everybody to go to Kimisabi, this hat place, and she's all excited about it. I don't understand what the big deal is. Like I said in my last podcast, I don't care about hats. I'll never wear a hat for fashion. To me, I wear a hat to keep the sun off my head or, you know, try to block my face from the sun. So I would never be out in public with any of those hats they were wearing or buying. Like, never. And I'm sure we're never going to see any of these women wear these hats again. Kyle and Mauricio are going to be the only ones. So, I mean, it was okay, but she was all excited about this event, and she was mad because she thinks Erica's not going to come. So they started texting Dorit and Diana to see what's going on, to see if Erica's going to go or not. And Renna said she sent a text to Erica asking if she's okay, and Erica responded back, no. And that was it, that she didn't say anything else. So they go to this ski clothes store that's supposed to be super exclusive. They limit the amount of outfits they sell, so they only make like 25. And of course, Dorit says it's so chic, so chic. And she went to their other their home store, their number one store. So So they ask Erica about going to the Kimisabi, and she's like, no, she's absolutely not going. And she makes a comment, and Diana's there at the store, too. She's like, I'll even fly commercial home. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, you're a poor baby. Have to fly commercial home. How, you know, how's she ever going to manage? So, but, yeah, obviously she was trying to get Diana to get a plane so she could fly with her, but still, I mean, Erica is so obvious. I don't understand how Diana doesn't see that Erica wants her to buy her shit. I mean, it's embarrassing. Like, I'm embarrassed for Erica, but she's so bad about it. She walked in and told Dorit, oh, I saw the sparkly outfit, and it was so you, And Erica liked the hot pink Barbie outfits. And you could tell she was kind of angling for Diana to buy it for her. And it looks like Diana didn't buy her anything. So good for her, because she bought her an expensive ring. She doesn't owe her jack shit. So Diana's trying to talk to her again, saying that she needs to sympathize. And in her confessional, Diana says that she hopes Erica doesn't mean it when she says she doesn't care about the victims. And guess what, Diana? She meant it. So maybe she'll figure it out now. So the case was dismissed in Chicago without prejudice. And Erica, one who used to brag about how smart she is and how she knew about legal stuff, had no clue that this was a non-thing. Just saying that the plaintiffs didn't have a case in Chicago. And it was dismissed without prejudice. That means they can refile. And we just went through this with the NeNe Leakes Bravo lawsuit. Her suit was also dismissed without prejudice, meaning she can refile. So a lot of people thought, oh, she got a deal from Bravo. Bravo paid her off. No, they dismissed it with prejudice then, which means she cannot refile. So when it's dismissed with prejudice, that means you can refile. And it was refiled in California. So there was no legal victory there. Basically, they were just saying, yeah, Chicago had nothing to do with it. So, and Sutton said that was what that was the suit she was contacted about. So Kyle actually says she thinks Eric is innocent, and Sutton rolls her eyes. And I'm so with Sutton on that one, because I think the case that got dismissed recently, I think they were trying to say that Erica benefited, but the checks and the money that was taken from Girardi Keith was given to her company. So EJ Global is still on the hook. But basically, Tom never wrote out checks or anything directly to Erica. So that was the case that got dismissed here recently. So what's the difference between Eric? I mean, there's still no reason for EJ Global to get any money from Girardi Keith. She didn't provide any type of service for them. It's not like she put on a show for them and they pay for her to perform for the employees. So allegedly, if she did receive money from Girardi Keith, there's no reason for it. And she's the one who could withdraw the money from EJ Global. So yeah, she's the one who got the money. So because her business was never profitable. It bled out money. They said she paid all of her expenses on a American Express card, and it was $25 million. I mean, can you imagine charging $25 million? I can't. I mean, I really can't. I mean, if someone gave me a card to go ahead, your limit's $25 million, I'd buy freaking houses or an island or something useful. I wouldn't have a glam squad and, you know, tacky clothing. And I wouldn't do any of that shit. I mean, what she spent the money on, I mean, the jewelry is worth something, but everything else she spent on was worthless, really. And she paid for these shows that, I mean, has anybody actually heard of her before the show? I never heard of her. I remember her bragging about all these singles she had. And I'm like, I never heard any of this music. So, and it's odd. So I can't imagine spending $25 million and it wasn't property. That's just odd to me. Anyway, I guess we'll all find out eventually here, but I wish the court system would work a little faster, but it never does. It's always delay. So while they're in this clothing store, the ladies left the coffee place and they walked past. I guess Crystal tried to get in, and the employee already had the door locked. This, you know, they're filming the show; they don't want people walking in and out. And Dorit told him not to unlock it, and that was when we see Kathy was trying to get in. So yeah, a lot of us are a little the editing of the promo, but the promo made it seem like this is maybe the day after what Kathy said at the club happened, and that they were shunning her for what she did. And it was nothing. It was Erica didn't want to deal with the ladies and wanted them to keep locked out. And Dorit was the one who said to keep the doors locked. And it was really Crystal first. Crystal was the one who tried the door and it was locked. And then it was Kathy. But they only showed Kathy doing it. Or some people think maybe Crystal didn't get on film. But that doesn't make any sense, because how did they get Kathy on film and not Crystal? So, that was a very misleading promo. And it kind of cracked me up, too, because the biggest thing in the promo people were crowing about was Diana saying, "You need a new villain? Here I am," to Sutton. And people thought, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to love Diana. She's a badass." And that literally was her moment the entire season. And she was awful that entire conversation, threatening to butt head Sutton. So, yeah, promo was deceiving all the way around. Kimo Sabe, I guess, I put down Sheree didn't show up. That's fine. I'll hear me, mister. So Kathy noticed her tequila was there. And Rena goes up and orders 818, which is Kendall Jenner's tequila. And I'm sure Lisa Barlow's like, what the hell? Why are you ordering my tequila? So Kathy's pissed and says that's fucking disgusting. And she's complained to everyone about it. And, yeah, it was a shitty thing to do. But they showed footage that she's brought up this tequila numerous times. It wasn't just the one time last week. It looked like three or four different times. And she even gave the tequila to Dorit at Dorit's Homeless Not Toothless event. Oh, my God. Homeless Not Toothless. That's probably the perfect way to live the entire season. that just killed me. That's just out there for us to enjoy for the next 10 years. We're going to be talking about that episode. So Kathy's so mad, and she's mad at Kyle because Kyle didn't say anything to Rena. And it's like, Kathy, this is the Real Housewives. You go say something to Rena. There's no reason why she can say to Rena, what the fuck? What are you doing? So I don't agree with her being mad at Kyle, because Kyle's not going to confront Rena over the tequila. She just isn't. So she gets up and leaves. Kyle and Mauricio did shots on a gun. Basically, they had a shot ski and it was a gun. So Erica's walk around. She's wearing those damn earrings. So all you trolls out there defending her on Twitter, she was wearing the earrings. So if that's not a big fuck you to the victims, I don't know what is. So Erica actually ordered a drink for Dorit, and just like all of us were doing, I know I did. You know, I was paying attention to see if she did it correctly, and she did not. But it's Belvedere, short glass, three lemons, no carcass, something like that. And it was a tall glass, and she left the lemons in the glass, and it kind of cracked me up. And then Dorit's like, oh, well, Erica almost got it right, and PK never gets it right. And it's a little high maintenance to me. And have to be carcass on the side. Why can't you just say squeeze in three lemons? I don't understand that. So back at Kimasabi, they're setting a hat on fire. And Kyle, this is Sutton's hat, and Kyle pretends to spit on it. She's like, oh, just kidding. So, and that's their way of distressing the hat, which that kind of makes sense. Because, you know, when you're wearing a hat and it looks perfect, a cowboy hat, it does look kind of sketchy. It's supposed to look a little worn. So, Kyle, I think it was later, Kyle was upset with the whole, I know what. I can't read my handwriting. I'm not joking. It's so bad. I mean, if I text, even if I put it on Twitter, you guys are really like, what the hell is this? It looks like hieroglyphics. It's so bad. I have something written down saying it's going to hurt my feelings. I think it's Kyle was upset that Dorit didn't go. Like, it's funny because Kyle didn't say that she she didn't say anything about Diana not showing up to Kimasabi. She was upset Dorit and Erica didn't go. And Dorit's point of view was, you know, she wanted to be there for Erica. So Rena wants to help. And Kyle thinks Erica's being selfish by not going to her events. And it's like Kyle is an OG. I think we're on season 12. I don't quite remember. has she never gone to one of their travel events and suddenly peel off and say, you know, fuck you, I'm not going. It happens all the time. So to me, I think Kyle's just completely overreacting. I mean, you got in a fight with Erica. Dorit and Diane are with her. Like I said, she's not even upset Diane's not there. She didn't make any comments about it at all. She's only mad at Dorit and she's only mad at Erica. It just cracks me up. Like, she acts like this is rare. It happens all the time. The whole point of the trips, really, is to get the girls in close quarters so they can fight. That's the whole thing. And the producers encourage them to fight. They tell them, you know, this is the time to bring up the thing you're pissed off about. It kind of cracks me up that Cal's being such a baby about this. I mean, she's like literally crying. It's just, oh my gosh, it's so bad. So Myrna decides to help. So she's just going to walk through Aspen until she finds Erica. And that kind of cracked me up. I thought it was funny. And I kind of have to give Myrna some props for that because that was a good moment. So they walk past, she finds him at the pizza place, and that's where Dorit had her carcass and, you know, in her drink. So she tries to talk to Erica, and she repeats back whatever Erica told her, but I can't remember what the hell it is, and I can't read my handwriting. I'm sorry. And Kyle said that Erica was a fucking asshole last night. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I mean, I agree with Kyle about something. And then Kathy made a comment that basically Erica doesn't like to hear the truth. So it was kind of a zinger at Rena for stabbing her in the back about the tequila. And Dorit, I always call her Doritos, said, and Kyle's crying, and she says she thinks of her as family. And Kyle's like screaming at her. Like I said, Kyle was just extra. These entire 24 hours, she's just on it. She's full of nerves. Like, her nerves are exposed. It's like she's skinless. She thought she was trying to help Erica out, trying to get her to say, you know, show compassion for the victims. And it really was to make Kyle look good, though, so Kyle can say, oh, yeah, Erica feels bad for the victims. And so she's mad Erica didn't play along. And then she got mad because when they all left, Kyle stayed back, and then she left with Kathy, and that was 15 minutes after Erica left. Erica, Dorit, and Diana actually cleared out Erica's clothes and stuff and took off, and Kyle's like, they were gone within 15 minutes by the time I got there, so that means Dorit helped her. Well, like, what's Dorit going to do? Going to sit there in the freaking van and wait for Erica? You know, and it would have gotten nasty if they were there and Kathy and Kyle showed up. So, you know, I don't blame Dorit for helping her. And what's she going to say? She can tell Erica, no, you have to stay here at Kyle's house. She's not going to say that, especially when Dorit left a absolutely beautiful rental to share a hotel room with Diana. She's not going to sit there and tell Erica, no, you can't come. That doesn't make any sense. And so, yeah, and she packed. So I don't get why Kyle's upset with Dorit. To me, it's just over the top. And so they're screaming, they're fighting, and I loved it. I thought that was great. I'm loving Kyle and Erica fighting. I love Kyle and Dorit fighting. But I have to say, with Kyle and Dorit fighting, I did kind of feel bad and want them to make up. But they made up so quickly, and then I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, well, I kind of like the fighting. Yeah, it was resolved. For Housewives, that was a super quick resolution. And, yeah, I think it would have been nice to see it drag out at least another episode. So, yeah, so I kind of felt like a hypocrite because I wanted them to keep fighting. But it was upsetting me because they looked like they were both genuinely hurt. Now, I believe Kyle and Dorit have had fake fights in the past. No doubt about it. They came up with that stupid storyline that they were fighting over Lisa Vanderpump, which one of them was the better friend or closest to Lisa. And then they had the fake fight when Kyle kept making fun of Dorit for talking too much. That was fake. Come on. I mean, that's your entire storyline. You're fighting. I mean, that's literally the only topic. They weren't fighting about anything else. It's just that Dorit is loquacious. We all know Kyle doesn't have that type of attention span, and she probably tunes Dorit out all the time. So, to me, those were all fake fights. They were just to give each other storyline. Really, Kyle's mad because Erica's making her look bad by not sympathizing with the victims, and then it looks like Dorit's taking Erica's side, but she's spending time with Erica and not Kyle. And not doing Kyle's events. So Kyle's mad that four of the girls didn't participate in her events. And it's just kind of like, whatever. Kyle should be more upset about Erica not having compassion. She should be more upset about that than them skipping the stupid hat thing. But that's just me. So Rena interrupts him and says, my loves, put a pin in it. And I'm sure like any Housewives fan, anytime I hear put a pin in it, you have to think about Shannon Bedore misusing that phrase so badly last year. Because she didn't realize put a pin in it meant we're not going to talk about this now. We're going to talk about this later. She thought it meant, you know, put a pin in it means you're popping it, it's done, it's never going to be spoken of again. And then she was tying it up with ego, and yeah, it has nothing to do with that. So Rena got them all to hug it out. And they're going to, there's some kind of club or something. And she's complaining in the van that she's constipated. And yeah, I guess I have the same problem every time I travel. So, yeah, you got to prepare. Bring the right foods with you, the right foods. Kyle is so upset with fighting with Dorit. She actually comes late to her own event, and Rena plays hostess to everybody. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on with Kyle because it's not that deep. She really can't even keep her composure. She can't even calm down enough to go to her event. And I believe she's only 15 minutes late. So Erica and Kyle hug it out. Again, I'm disappointed. They really didn't come to a resolution there. Kyle just, basically she's dropping it. Because Erica is still not showing any compassion at all. And then Dorit and Crystal fight over Erica. And, Lord, Dorit, considering she did nothing this year, and then she picks the losing team, I think, grief, girl. And Crystal's response to Dorit is, I have a moral compass. So it's a dig at Dorit, because, yeah, where is Dorit's moral compass here? She has said she sympathizes with the victims, but she doesn't seem to understand why the other girls are upset because Erica doesn't have any sympathy. So, Lord. But good for Crystal. Crystal, if she gets a third season, which I'll be shocked, she needs to show up the entire season. I mean, in the beginning, again, she was accusing Sutton of saying something else that was racist that she didn't discuss before. And then she was posting about her eating disorder on Instagram, and some of the girls were speculating she was doing that for a story. I don't know if that's true, because she did post that before Christmas. And, yeah, the holidays are very triggering to people when it comes to eating. you know, everybody makes a joke, oh, hey, you know, I gained 5 and 10 pounds over Christmas. So I can understand that is truly a trigger for her, eating disorder. So I'm a little skeptical of them thinking she was doing it for a storyline. So Kathy made a comment to Kyle that she moonwalks better than she plays pool, and she was trying to get Kyle to moonwalk, which I don't think she did it, though. So I wanted to see that. That'd be fun. Why can't we see Kyle moonwalk? It's been watching her doing the splits all the time. So I think Crystal and Erica went at it again, and Crystal said she was making a point that Erica basically hugged it out with everybody else, but not Crystal, you know, Sutton, Garcelle, and Crystal says, you talk down to me and I'm the asshole. So that's how things ended. Oh, that's not how things ended. I forgot blame continue next week. So that's how things ended. Some of them decided to go on to another club. And Kathy's concerned, but she's very dressed down. And I guess Kris Jenner wasn't allowed at this club once, but they didn't like what she was wearing. Something like that. I didn't catch the whole story. Honestly, whenever I hear anything about the Kardashians, I tune it out. I can't stand these people. I don't know why people are still talking about them. I don't give a fuck. They're just awful people. Literally every single member of that family is awful. I have no interest in them. I do not need them reaching into the Real Housewives. I don't care that Kathy and Kyle are friends with them. I don't give a fuck. Let's keep this Kardashian free. They're not on Bravo. I think they're on Hulu or they're on some other streaming show. I don't care. Keep them away. Keep those hoes away. We don't need them. We got plenty of crazy hoes on the show. We don't need more hoes. So they were all supposed to get into this exclusive club. Kathy was concerned that she would not get in. And then we saw text messages from Rena to Erica saying, Kathy's exploding on Kyle, and I'm scared, and I locked myself in my room. And then they have the Rena text that she put out on Instagram last week saying, from Kathy to Rena saying, silence is golden. Now, none of this has anything to do with the allegations that Rena was putting out there against Kathy. So Rena didn't text anybody about what Kathy allegedly said at this club to this caller or DJ. The whole story was that she asked for him to play Michael Jackson, and he refused. And basically, I guess he thought it, you know, the music was out of date. And she allegedly cussed him out using slurs. So, and Rena was the one, Rena's the only one who overheard this. It might have been Rena or it might have been Erica. Nobody else overheard it. It was not on camera. There's no definitive proof that this actually happened. And that's when the camp split up, because Kathy went to some event. I'm not sure if she was presented with an award or she was presenting an award. I think it was had to do with charity, but Garcelle, Crystal there, and I think Sutton wasn't there, but she was out traveling. She was in Europe a lot, mostly over the summer. And Kathy basically makes a dig that, you know, these are my real friends, and basically commenting about the ones who aren't there, which would have been Erica, Rena, Dorit, and Kyle. So, but the text messages that Rena is sharing have nothing to do with that controversy. It's all about Kathy attacking Kyle. And the thing is, too, if Rena is so scared about the Kathy Kyle thing, why didn't she stand up for Kyle? Now, if this fight happened, it would be on camera. I know the crews shut down at midnight, but usually there's still cameras, you know, stationary cameras around somewhere. So you better get some of that on film. And I'm not sure what Kathy and Kyle are fighting about, because Kathy was totally over the tequila thing. When she was talking to Kyle and Rena, she was over it. She threw a little shade at Rena, but it wasn't a big deal. She seemed like she was fine and forgot about the whole thing. So I don't think it has anything to do with tequila, even though they were kind of insinuating that last couple weeks. So I don't know what they're arguing about. And the thing is, too, like we've seen, Kyle has been an emotional wreck the entire day. She was crying the night before. She was crying that morning. She's fighting with Erica. She's fighting with Dorit. So Kyle's a mess, too. So Kyle could be overreacting to whatever she's fighting with Kathy about. I don't know. This might be a whole nothing burger. I mean, we'll see. But if you're going to accuse Kathy of saying something racist and homophobic, you need to bring receipts. And these are not receipts. These are just receipts saying that Kathy fought with Kyle. And her receipt telling Lisa silence is golden. We don't know what that's about. There's no context to it. I don't think she's necessarily telling Rena to be silent. Kathy might be talking about herself, saying silence is golden. And she put like heart emojis and stuff. It wasn't a threat. It's like if she would have put silence is golden and then she had a emoji of a gun and emoji of a big pair of lips. I'm like, okay, she's threatening Rena. No, it was like hearts and stuff. So she wasn't, it doesn't appear as though she was mad at Rena at all with this text. So she wasn't threatening her to be quiet. It is what it is. It's a silence of golden bunch of red hearts. So I don't get that. So unless Rena says, I heard Kathy say these words. She told me not to talk about it. She told me to deny it. And I would still be skeptical. But Rena has nothing to lose with the reunion. So we'll see, because she's go out in the blaze of glory. If she thinks this is her last season, either, you know, she's sick of it or they're going to get rid of her, she's not going to be sweet and nice at this reunion. She's going to draw blood. So, and we saw the promo that they haven't shown yet is Diana saying Kathy was raging, Rena and Erica saying she was raging, and then we saw that clip of Kathy and Kyle. Kyle's upset, and Rena said, oh, you said these horrible things about your beautiful sister here, and Kathy seemed like she felt bad, and then Rena's giving her shitty grin. So Rena should not be involved with the sisters. Let them be. They fight all the time. These girls weren't, after everything, we're done filming, Kathy and Kyle weren't getting along again. A lot of people think Kathy does have Kyle blocked on her phone. They were fighting a few years ago, but she didn't like Kyle basically doing an autobiographical TV series about them growing up and about their mother. And So I think Kathy gets mad at Kyle because Kyle uses her family to, be on the show and make money and have storylines. So I can see why Kathy would be upset with Kyle. But it seems like, other than the tequila thing, this whole trip, Kathy's been fine. She hasn't been upset with Kyle. She was trying to get Kyle to calm down and to reconcile with Dorit. So I don't know. I'm not sure what happened to cause Kathy to blow up, but I guess we'll find out. So, and then after the episode aired, we had a really skippable episode of Watch What Happens Live with Erica and that jackass Michael Rappaport. And I mean, the dude must have nothing going on that he's on Bravo all the freaking time. I mean, Diana didn't have a single episode. Sutton's only on once. Kyle was on three times for no freaking reason. I think Dorit was on twice. thing. Rena was on once, and it wasn't live. It was pre-recorded. So, and I don't really remember. Oh, well, Crystal was on it at the beginning of the season. That's when she insinuated there was more dark stuff that Sutton said, which she never said what it was. So, yeah. So, but Michael Rappaport basically has been on the show more often than several of the Real Housewives combined. And I don't know why. Maybe because he's a straight guy and they want the straight guy opinion. I don't know. It just seems bizarre to me. So, and everybody kind of knew he wasn't going to challenge Erica. But he did try to challenge Kenya, and Kenya just ate him up. And that's all over Twitter. You could easily find that clip. Kenya totally checked him. So, Erica was asked about the Jennifer Lawrence quote. So Jennifer Lawrence got interviewed for Variety, and it's common knowledge she's a big Real Housewives fan, and they asked her who should stay on the show, and someone said Sutton, and she's like, yeah, she could stay. She wasn't really enthusiastic about Sutton. And then they said Erica, and you're like, no, she's evil, and she needs a publicist. So that was awesome. And basically, Erica said to Jennifer, she needed to say it to her face. I didn't write down exactly what she said, but I'm paraphrasing, yeah. So she, oh my God. I mean, Jennifer just said what we were all thinking. And good for her. She's opinionated. She's not afraid of Erica. That's what kind of cracks me up. I don't understand why these women are afraid of Erica. Yeah, she was nasty to Sutton and called her horrible names. They give it back to her. Don't back down. You know, don't do what Sutton did and get upset and get up and cry. Down to her. So, I don't, you know, I mean, you know, people are insinuating she has dirt on her friends and that's why they don't challenge her. I don't know. The whole thing is just bizarre to me. So, Rappaport was totally kissing her ass. And it was, like I said, it was not worth watching. The episode kept glitching on me, and it actually turned off, and then went back and started playing the last 15 minutes of Beverly Hills. So, I don't understand what the hell that was all about, because I was watching it on my Sling app. So, they played Do You Regret It with Erica. And asked her if she regrets, she basically didn't regret anything. Did she regret wearing the earrings and asked them, nope. Did she regret calling Sutton to see you next Tuesday? Nope. I think, I can't read my writing, but it had to do with Kyle. So I was probably fighting with Kyle, and that was a nope. And did she regret keeping Kathy locked out of that store? And she said no, but she said it was Crystal. And, you know, it was really Dorit that piped up and said, no, don't let him in. So she cleared that up, that it was Crystal and it was Dorit. Yeah. So we have to wait 6 more days for the next episode. And I'm sure we're going to get 1,000 little preview clips like they always do. Look forward to. And then we have the second episode, the second reunion episode for Atlanta on Sunday. And hopefully it's a little better. I thought the first episode was pretty weak. And like I said, don't forget our Days of Our Lives podcast, 10 p.m. Eastern, live on Block Talk Radio. It's blocktalkradio.com/diva-of-dool. You can find me on Twitter @diva_of_dool. Thank you, and have a good night.